Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 8, Army of One. Part 9.
Emily, how's it going? You look tired.
Hey, sis. No, I'm... okay.
Why don't you go and get some sleep? You've been trawling the grid for hours.
Have I? It doesn't feel like it. Time's just become a blur.
I know. It's easy to get wound up in this stuff. I'm the same.
You found anything new?
Let's see. Let me correlate with your data. Where is it?
Oh, sorry. Here it is.
Thanks. Okay, let's take a look. I'll just put it together with my stuff and... Shit.
What is it?
I was worried about this. See here? These eyewitness reports you've documented?
Yeah?
Look at these locations I've listed. The ghost attacks aren't random. They're moving systematically across Dockerton.
So, they're cleaning out one area before moving on to the next?
Exactly. It's only a matter of time until they knock down every door in Dockerton.
Including ours.
Yeah.
How long have we got?
Hang on a second. Carlita, take that game to your room, huh?
Okay, Mommy.
Sorry. Where were we?
I asked how long we have before the ghosts reach us.
I can't predict that yet. It all depends on which zones they spread to first.
Is there a way we can bolster our defenses here? Blockade the doors, that kind of thing?
Sienna's security door is pretty good, but... You've seen the videos on the grid. The ghosts are using all sorts of ways to gain access. Scaling walls, smashing through windows.
I even saw one where they'd put together some sort of battering ram thing.
Yeah, I saw that too. All those blank faces while they wreak havoc. It's like a nightmare.
Come to think of it, that's probably why I can't sleep right now.
It sure is the kind of thing to get stuck in your head.
We really need to get this plan in motion before it's too late.
I hate that we're relying so much on that asshole doctor to make it happen.
Hey, look at him. Hello, well.
Staring off into space again?
You got it.
Come on. Time for another chat. Hallowell, what are you doing?
I am thinking.
I haven't seen you do anything but stare at that wall for the last half hour.
I wouldn't expect someone like you to understand the complexities of this kind of task.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't understand nanites or the latest biotech at all. But I can sure spot a guy who's trying to get out of work. Seen plenty of those in my time.
I'm not trying to get out of anything.
You're stalling, aren't you? I can see it in your face.
I'm not stalling. I'm considering the best outcome for everyone involved in this situation. Not only us, but the people out there as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. Looking out for the peasants. Your track record speaks for itself on that one.
Are you still trying to protect these ghosts of yours? Your precious research subjects?
No. I've already conceded that I'll lose them.
So what is it?
All right, if you want to know. I'm not sure there's any benefit for me in helping you.
Are you serious? If we don't stop those ghosts, they're going to bash their way in here and kill us.
Yes, a horrible and painful death, no doubt, but a quick one. And the alternative, should I help you successfully carry out your plan, is what? You hand me over to the authorities and they lock me up in Blackhall for the rest of my life.
Well, it's what you deserve.
Maybe, but you see my dilemma.
You want us to let you go when this is all over? Is that it?
Yes, I do.
That kind of deal is not even on the table.
Not even if I could give you something valuable in return.
Are you seriously trying to bribe us now? You think this is just about creds?
It's not creds I'm offering. It's the gift of life.
Yeah. You gave us the brochure already. I'm not interested in your version of immortality. Not in the least.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your friend, Rust.
What? What does he have to do with it?
He's dying, remember?
Oh, I get it. You overheard our conversation before about the seizures, and now you're trying to use that whole situation for leverage.
I didn't need to overhear anything. I can tell by the way Rust moves around and the strain in his vocal patterns that there are serious issues with his vital components.
So you're an expert on Rust now?
Haven't you been listening to what I've told you about my accomplishments? The nanites, the communication systems, the implants.
He's right, sis. I looked him up when I first took Curran to see him. The guy's an asshole, but he's a legit genius with his robotic stuff. It's all over the grid.
There. And if I'm correct in my assumption that Rust's seizures are the result of corruption in his circulation logic array, then the outlook is very bleak. He'll be dead in a matter of weeks.
What? No. No, he can't be.
But it doesn't have to be like that. Back in my clinic is all the equipment I need to save him. More than that, given enough time, I could have him back to full health, like new.
Are you just saying that? Or do...
What's that?
The surveillance monitors. Check that one over there.
Okay, shit. They're out in the street.
Ghosts everywhere.
Look, I think they're chasing someone.
Yeah, they're already moving away. I don't see them trying to get into any buildings here.
But they... Damn, they must be close.
I think we're okay for now. But... yeah, it won't be long.
Mommy?
Go to her, Ximena. She must be terrified.
Yeah, sure. Here, take the gun.
I've got things covered out here. Take your time.
Thanks.
You're looking at something, Hallowell?
There's no need for the weapon.
There's only one thing you have to worry about, Doctor. And you know what that is. So put your head down and get back to work.
Slow down, Tenikov. I think we've got something here.
Is that the insurgents up ahead?
Yeah, I can see them taking hostages into a building up there. Pull up on the side of the road here.
Do you think that's a base of operations, maybe?
No idea. I can't see inside.
Maybe it's just a holding point for hostages.
Come on, let's get going. Grab your gear.
Wait a second, Summers. Let's think about this.
The clock's ticking, Tenikov. Those hostages need us.
So you're just gonna march in the front door and ask nicely for them to be handed over, right? There could be 1,000 of those maniacs in there.
Yeah, I... Shit. Be nice if we had some backup.
There's not a cop left in Dockerton, remember?
Well, we have to do something.
A plan would be good. We need to know what we're getting into.
How about over there? That building across the street? It's a better vantage point. We should be able to get close enough for a better look.
All right, let's go.
Okay, this is more like it. I can see down through the paneling from here. Just let me zoom in with the scope.
I see a lot of movement. Must be at least a couple of hundred people. What are they doing?
It's a warehouse, but it looks like they've repurposed it. Upended a bunch of crates to make rows of field operating tables. Here, take a look.
A field hospital. Must be patching up their injured, but where are the hostages?
Maybe in another part of the warehouse?
No. No, hang on a second. The woman they're working on in the third row, that's the one I saw get stabbed with the shiv.
I thought you said she was dead. Are you sure it's her?
I'm certain. She's got the same purple streak in her hair.
Well, apparently you'd make a terrible bioclinic tech, Dr. Tenikov. She must be very much alive if they're trying to patch her up.
I don't get these insurgents. I mean, it doesn't seem like a good plan to go around bashing and stabbing civilians just to bring them back here and sew them up again. Seems like a pretty inefficient way of doing things.
Maybe whoever is giving the orders to these insurgents isn't as smart as we thought they were.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, pass me that scope again. Thanks. Let me just make an adjustment here.
What are you looking for?
Switching to thermal, I... Shit.
What is it?
You were right. The temperature readings on those bodies are way too low. There's no way they're alive. Any of them.
So you're telling me not a single person out of the dozens lying on those tables is alive right now?
That's what I'm telling you.
Then what the hell is the point?
They're prepping the dead bodies for something.
Like what?
I don't know. Help me out here. Think outside the box.
Well, their whole MO so far has been based around mayhem and destruction, so maybe they're wiring the corpses.
You mean sowing frag grenades inside? Something like that?
Yeah. Maybe the idea is to leave this warehouse as some kind of trap for when the whole thing's over. Rescuers come in to sift over the mess, find a warehouse full of bodies.
And as soon as they step inside, the whole thing blows up in their faces.
Right.
You could be onto something there.
So what are we gonna do?
I can't see any live hostages through the scope, but that doesn't mean there's no one worth saving in that building.
Could be survivors in another part of the warehouse, you think?
Maybe, but we can't do anything from here. We'll have to relocate somewhere closer.
You know what? I don't think that's gonna be a problem. These guys haven't even bothered to post sentries.
They're overconfident. Probably think there's no one left around here to challenge them.
We'll see about that.
You've still got those splinter grenades and burners, right?
Yeah, in the bag here.
Good. That'll do nicely.
What are you gonna do?
Just come with me. I've got an idea.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey, Rust, pal, is it safe to drive this fast on the back streets?
Not usually, but I think I just found the only positive of this whole ghost apocalypse thing. It sure as hell nukes rush hour traffic.
Shit, look out!
That dumpster came out of nowhere, huh?
Take it easy, Russ. What's gotten into you?
Sorry. I'm just worried about the girls back at the safe house. I shouldn't have left them there.
They're safer in that place than they are out here.
I hope so.
Let's just keep it together, okay? The last thing we want to do is end up wrapping the van around a hydro pole just because we're trying to save a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I know.
We're not far away from the first target. Stick to the schedule and we'll be back home in no time.
You seen any more creeps?
A few here and there. I'm just glad we're moving a lot faster than they are. I mean, damn! Those eyes are freaky in the dark. Not the kind of thing you want to see in the alley at this time of night.
You better get used to it for the time being. There's a...
Expecting a call?
I don't know the number.
Better answer it.
Who's this?
Rust. You haven't forgotten me, have you?
Carver. Wish I could say it was nice to hear from you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. How's the weather down there in Dockerton?
Cloudy with the chance of homicidal maniacs. How's Highgate City?
Well, I have to say it's rather nice. A lot more agreeable than Blackhall, that's for sure.
Enjoy it while it lasts. As soon as this thing's over, you're headed right back there. That's assuming you live long enough.
I'm not the one whose life is in danger, Rust. And besides, haven't you heard? I'm going to live forever.
Live forever, huh? Did Doc Halliwell promise you that?
No, but he certainly helped to facilitate it with his technology.
We know all about it, Carver. About the implant, the ghosts, the whole thing. And we've got your precious doctor, so you can forget about getting any more help from him.
I don't need the doctor at all. Not anymore. I've already taken everything of value he had to offer. And for all his intellectual wizardry, he was incredibly short-sighted. This technology of his was being wasted. Now that it's in my hands, I'm finally extracting its full potential.
By murdering innocent people in the thousands? What kind of potential is that?
Well, I'm not surprised you can't see the bigger picture, Russ. That's always been the way with you.
So fill me in. What's the meaning behind all this shit?
Immortality, Rust. Like I said before, I'm going to live forever. But not in the sense you might think. You see, my immortality is one born of greatness. With the right kind of regen tech, this body of mine may last for 1,000 years, but my name, my legacy, well, that will stretch into eternity. This cleansing I've initiated will be remembered and celebrated for generations without end.
Yeah, you'll be remembered all right, but all for the wrong reasons.
Either way, I'm sorry to inform you that anyone in Darkerton, including yourself, won't live to see that legacy. They are coming for you.
Who? Your Silver-Eyed goons?
That's my army, Rust. My army of one. One mind. One vision. One purpose. You see, whatever I think, they do. They don't question. They don't hesitate. They just obey. It's a power unlike anything the world has ever seen. And when this is over, Darkerton will be wiped clean. The Strata will be free of the filth that has tainted it for so long.
And we've all got you to thank for that, huh?
That's right.
Well, sorry to tell you, but us filth have no intention of leaving.
You don't have a say in it.
We'll see about that.
You can try to rearrange the pieces on the board as much as you like, but when you get down to it, this game is already decided.
Yeah? Well, I'm about to flip the board, asshole. What do you think about that?
Sounds like false bravado to me. It's exactly what I'd expect from you.
And you know what else? As soon as I'm done here, I'm gonna march up there to Highgate City and get me some payback.
Sadly, that's not going to be the case. I'll admit it would have been nice to crush the life out of you with my own hands. But there are too many obstacles between us. That's why I called. I wanted to hear the desperation in your voice. Listen to you flounder and rant. And it was worth every second of my time.
Carver, if you think...
Goodbye, Rust. See you in the afterlife. Whenever that may be.
Wait here, baby. I'll be right back.
Don't move! Just stay right there!
Emily! What the hell? Put the gun down.
She flipped out. Went crazy.
Shut up, Hallowell. Just stay there. Emily. Come on. Put the gun down. And tell me what this is about.
This guy is a snake, human. We can't trust him.
What did he do? Did he attack you?
I haven't moved from this spot.
I said shut up. Emily, talk to me.
He's been trying to work me over. Get inside my head. Hasn't stopped talking since you went to see Carlita.
What did he say?
He told me we need to get out of here. That we won't survive in this safe house. Said that I should take the gun and lead him outside. Just the two of us. And try and find a way out of Dockerton.
What? That's crazy. People are dying out there in the thousands.
He said Rust is going to leave us here and not even bother coming back.
He's coming back. I guarantee it.
You can't say that for sure.
Hey, don't even think about using your mind games on me.
I'm just offering my opinion.
Don't worry, sis. I wasn't buying it either.
So why did you pull the gun on him?
Oh, you haven't heard the best part yet. He thought he could get to me through Curran again. Said that maybe we could save him after all. But he made a mistake. A big mistake.
What's that?
He let a little detail slip while he was trying to convince me to go back to the clinic. Told me that the nanites in Curran's body might have started reversing the process of decay.
Nanites?
Yeah, he injected Curran with that shit. Did it, you asshole!
It's part of my treatment program.
I understand it all now. I was so stupid. That's why you offered to help us for just a handful of creds. Wasn't it? You were trying to heal a patient. You were looking for a free test subject. And what better candidate than some unregistered kid from the Deadlands with no history, no contacts, and no one to ask questions when he wound up dead.
I thought I could help.
You did that to him on purpose. You killed him with that nightmare tech of yours. So what's stopping me from taking this gun and returning the favor?
Emily, stop. You can't do this.
Why not?
Because, like it or not, we need him. Without Halliwell, more people are going to die out there.
This plan of his is bullshit, Ximena. He's wasting time. Look at him! He's just treading water while he tries to figure out an escape plan.
That may be. But even if there's just a remote chance he can actually come through with this whole thing, we owe it to the people out there to try.
Curran wouldn't.
Curran's gone, Emily. And killing Halliwell won't bring him back. Come here.
I'm sorry.
Here. I'm with you.
I miss him so much.
I know you do. Come on. Take a seat over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Halliwell, get back to work. And don't try any more shit. You're on your last warning.
Yes, all right.
You okay? Sienna's got some dregs out back if you think that might help.
What are you trying to do? Poison me?
Yeah, can't say I like that stuff either.
I'm sorry, sis. I lost it back there. You must think I'm... I don't know.
I don't think anything. You've been through hell. If it happened to me, I can't say I'd have reacted any different. I mean, if a monster like that did something to Carlita?
Goddamn Highgate City. I don't know, I thought anyone there would care.
You didn't really have a choice. It's not like we have treatments here in Dockerton.
The universe doesn't care about us, does it? You and me, we're just pawns in rich people's games. And that's all we'll ever be.
I don't believe that, Em. We're not defined by our cred balances, or how many penthouses we own. The people we surround ourselves with? The bonds we share? That's what's important. That's something only we control. And those rich assholes can't ever take that from us.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. There you'll also find character concept art, behind-the-scenes discussions, and much more, including the complete subscription-only series The Strata, Luna. And don't forget, Patreon provides its own RSS feed link, which means you can keep listening on your favourite podcast app. I hope you have the chance to check it out. Season 8, Army of One. Starring Jason Turoy, Rhiannon Mauchel, Eliza Marteja, Sam Slade, Michelle Mosley, David Cook, Luke Wheeler, Wyatt Henry, Zachary Silva, Areem Jew, Ross Camsell, Sean Siegler, Jerry Harris, Paul Moran, Kimberly Cochran, Jenna Rose, Liz Morey, Christoph Lander, Ian DePriest, Kieran Davey, Nicholas Yuen, Patrick Hurt, and Scott Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In June of 2020, an amateur podcaster disappeared from the Carson National Forest while searching for the legendary Thin Treasure.
But he was adamant that he was onto something big. He was obsessed. He showed her some hand-drawn map to a treasure out in northern New Mexico.
The Subjective Truth is part treasure hunt, part paranormal docudrama. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
Back at home, I placed the box on the counter, and I just stared at it for a while. You'd never be able to guess its social impact on the human race by looking at its simplistic design.
UFOs, ghosts, reincarnation, and liars. This is The Subjective Truth. Subscribe now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.